In terms of the subpoena, how concerned are you about that and the nature of the seriousness of the subpoena?
I answer any football questions related. I can't speak about anything legally.
Well, we'll go to football, Mike. Cincinnati, a team that your brother was very familiar with for a number of years in that division. Any scouting report he could give you, or you just look at that film and see Geno Atkins and say, they got to stop that.
Well, they got a really good defense. They're very active. Their front four, they're going to be the best we've faced all year. So we got to go out. We got to play a complete football game. It's a short week, so we got to take practice really serious. We got to be keyed on what they're going to do on defense and go out there and play a good game.
In addition to your brother, obviously, Bryant McKinney, as he mentioned just yesterday, also familiar with that team in the division. Any tips he's able to give on what worked for the Ravens?
The only tip he told us, you better go out and play your best, because they're one of the best defensive fronts we're going to face all year. So we got to go out, we got to play a complete football game.
I know you can't talk about legal issues, but it's just been a tough week. Everything going on, hard to focus on football and something like that?
No, we're focused on the Cincinnati Bengals right now. We understand it's a short week. We're all professionals. And so our main focus right now is just winning this football game.
How are you not going to let this week be a distraction for you?
I'm going to go out and play a good game. We have it on the football field.
Mike, what was the difference in the running game last week? You guys got on track. Yeah. What was the difference that you saw when you went back and watched tape?
Well, we ran a lot of plays, same plays, and we just hit them. We ran the plays that were working. And we really ran the football really well, and it's something that we got to keep improving on so that we don't put ourselves in those third and long situations.
Mike, the running game, where is it right now as far as effectiveness? You guys had, 156 last week, I think you rushed for it. Is it where it needs to be or a long way away? What would you say?
Well, I still think it's room for improvement. Obviously, when you rush for 156 yards, you're happy as an offensive line, but we just got to keep on improving on it because once teams key on what we're doing, we got to see what works next. And so it's going to be a week-to-week thing for us, and we're just going to keep improving on it.
From a pass protection standpoint, obviously the first half couldn't have scripted it any better. You kept Ryan clean the whole time. Is it just, I mean, you got to watch out for the blitz packages and the different things that they try to do to confuse you to keep it going?
No question. That's part of the game. When you win a football game, you got to pick up blitzes. They're going to scheme us up very well. They're really good at hiding and disguising their looks. And so we got to do a lot of film study on our own and be ready to play this football game.
Mike, do you have any fond memories of Halloween? Any costumes growing up? Or what was the Halloween like in the Pouncy House?
We were always football players every year. Our parents didn't have money to buy costumes.